One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oftentimes, when we think of a haunted location, we think of a haunted house, we think of haunted people, we think of ghosts, we think of entities that seem to have a human form. And usually they're there, in most cases, I would presume, to interact with other humans. But what if that human entity, or seeming to be human entity, shows up in a location that is not populated with humans, but in fact populated with animals? But it seems to have a very ill feeling about it, something very dark and ominous. What could that be? We hear many stories about bad people who were bad in life returning in the dead or returning as the dead to still torment the living. Could that also be true of the living returning sometimes to torment maybe a pet from the other side as well? It's dark, it's disturbing, it's messed up. I mean, it's one of those things where if you love animals, it's something that's not even conceivable to you to do as a living person. But obviously there are those people out there. And sometimes it's got to be a relief to the pet when suddenly that abuser is gone. But what if they show back up? How do you respond as the pet? It's a new one. It's a different concept than I think we've heard before. And I'm wondering if that's what's going on in our next story. Take a listen. Hi, this is Ali from Utah. I've called in with a couple of stories and was very grateful to hear them on the podcast. So thank you very much for what you guys do. I've decided to try giving writing in a story a try, mainly because I always feel like I'm rushing through my calls trying to tell you everything while not making very much sense. I've been lucky enough to have mostly positive experiences with the paranormal, but I've had run-ins with several darker entities. Today, I'm going to talk about one of those occurrences. Hopefully you guys can give me some ideas on what happened, because I'm still unsure exactly what the entity was. I mentioned in a previous call that I work at my local animal shelter. Several years ago, after I had been working there for about 2 to 3 years, we had a large thunderstorm roll in that knocked out all the power. It was still stormy throughout the rest of the day, but with no rain. This happened very early in the morning, and due to our building being a part of a complex ran by the city, the generator was housed in another building that I did not have access to. I had to start the morning chores, taking dogs outside and spraying down their kennels, feeding, etc., completely in the dark. This way our building is set up, we have one long hallway that has a short hallway branching off to our cat room and several doors in the dog kennel, storage rooms, and one exit door at the end leading outside to our fenced yard area. With the power out, the hallway was almost pitch black, with the dog rooms being slightly illuminated by the overcast light coming through the skylights in the roof. Luckily, I was able to prop open the exit door and lock it in place to allow some light into the hallway, and then use my phone flashlight to start on my cleaning duties. I started to clean the dogs by removing all animals out of their kennels to spray and disinfect the inside, and while I was spraying the kennels, I did happen to see our ghostly bloodhound very clearly in the back of some kennels that were not occupied. After seeing him at one point, I crossed the hallway to retrieve a cleaner from the storage room. That's when I felt almost a heaviness. Much like that weight you feel when someone is looking at you, followed by movement out of the corner of my eye. I looked up and standing in the middle of the open exit door was a tall shadow man. It had to be between 6 and 7 feet tall due to almost touching the door frame it was standing in. The shape appeared to be male and was completely black with no definition at all. I looked away and blinked several times to see if it was just my eyes playing tricks on me, and no matter what, the shadow man was still there. I decided to straighten my resolve, pretend it was not there, and continue with my cleaning. The next time I needed to step into the hallway, I did so very cautiously, but the shape was gone. I continued with my cleaning of the dog kennels the whole time, having the sense I was being watched, and the feeling is a weight draped over me. Several more times I could see the figure in the doorway, then after I had finished the dogs and was preparing to start cleaning the cats, I saw the figure had moved closer and was now standing in the hallway and a bit closer to me, and the weight, as well as being watched feeling, grew heavier. At this point, I'd gotten freaked out and basically took my cleaning supplies into the cat room and shut myself in there. That room felt very safe due to the skylight illuminating the room very brightly, yet I still felt the heavy weight and feeling of being watched, and even though when I looked up at the door to the room, which had a window in it, couldn't see anything. But I kept getting this mental image of a male figure that did not have any defined features looking through the window and watching me, as well as having a sense that when I'd get close to the door, it would hide in the very pitch black storage room that was by the cat room waiting for me to come out of the room. I have no idea what it had planned to do to me if I had gone out the door into the dark hallway or into the room. After a couple of hours of being in the dark, the other workers were able to get the backup generator started and return power and light. But even though I could not see anything throughout the rest of the day, I still felt a presence watching me until I left work for the day and then never felt it again. Sorry my story was so long, but I wanted to get everything down in an understandable way. I'd love to hear your guys' feedback because I still don't know what the entity was or why it was in our building in a very unsettling visit. I'm a proud EPP and now going through the archive of extra episodes. Thank you guys for all you're doing, keeping up the good work. Allie.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.